The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7 from the New Revised Standard Version. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Now, Psalm 96 from the Iona Abbey Worship Group. And you've got a job to do too now. Where it says Alpha left side, that's the people on the piano side of the church. That's for you to read out. And people on the Christmas tree side is the right. And where it says all, that's all of us. Sing us new song, all the earth. Sing a new song to God. Sing and bless the holy name. Let God's salvation be praised each day. Declare God's glory among the nations. Tell all people what God has done. God is great, deserving of worship, worthy of praise, more than worldly idols. Earthly deities are custom built, but God is the maker of all. Sing a new song, all the earth. Sing a new song to God. Honor and splendor be gone to God. In his sanctuary are beauty and strength. Give God the glory, you families of nations, offering your gifts in God's house. Praise the Creator. Clothed in holiness, tremble with reverence all the earth. Say to the nations, our God reigns. The world is stable, it shall not be moved. God will judge it with fairness. Sing a new song, all the earth. Sing a new song to God. Be glad. Yes. Let the sea roar and all its creatures. Let the fertile fields honor their maker. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy, for God is coming to judge the earth. The world shall be judged with justice, its nations judged with truth. Sing a new song, all the earth. Sing a new song to God. And the gospel reading is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, from the New Living Translation on the birth of Jesus. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherds' story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. For the word in Scripture, for the word among us, for the word within us, we give thanks.
I don't know if any of you have ever listened to BBC Radio 4, but they have a thought for the day there, so about 5 minutes long, so I thought we'll do a thought for the day here for Christmas Day. When the current Dalai Lama was found by the Tibetan Buddhist community, a long process was involved. Senior monks meditated, visions and dreams were listened to and interpreted, and signs sought. Once a possible child was found, a series of tests were carried out to confirm that this boy was indeed the 14th reincarnation of the Dalai Lama. The current incumbent, when he was 2, is reported to have identified objects used by his predecessor, and so was accepted and trained up for the role. The birth narratives of Jesus have some similar sort of signs, dreams and angelic visitations, a star in the heavens. But there are different kinds of signs too. These point us to important things about this baby, who has a unique place in our Christian tradition. For example, in the reading from Luke's Gospel we heard today, a glorious army of angels fills the sky with radiance and song after Jesus' birth has been announced. Yet in contrast, those who hear the news are shepherds, ordinary working men going about their daily toil. This special baby, for whom so much is claimed, is born not in a palace surrounded by luxury, but in a barn. His parents lived lives circumscribed by the power dynamics of the day and the confines of their role and place in society. Yet Jesus' birthplace of Bethlehem clearly asserts his place in the lines of kings and rulers. The contrast between what is claimed for this baby by the angels, his titles of Savior, Messiah, and Lord, and the everyday reality of the vulnerability of a newborn child is striking, ordinary, and yet at the same time totally extraordinary. In our familiarity with the story, we may not grasp this. Returning from a holiday in the South Island at the end of November, I went to the fair trade shop in Picton and bought a tiny Peruvian nativity scene, complete with llamas. When I got home, I pulled it out, only to find that I had lost the baby Jesus. An empty manger and no baby, it's just not right, really. I looked at the tiny egg-shaped cup of the manger with dismay. I spent the next half hour trying to find the teeny-weeny baby. Eventually, I gave up, blaming myself for being careless and disappointed not to be able to put the new nativity scene in its place of honour. Imagine my surprise when the next day I took out the different parts of the nativity set, and they were in a container, and I turned the manger upside down. It had been like that, a little egg shape, and I turned it upside down, and there on the top it was in the shape of a baby tucked into blankets. So I'd been looking all the time for this baby, and there it was. Sometimes you can't see the things that are right in front of you, and I think the Christmas story is a wee bit like that. Some scholars think Luke added the birth stories after the rest of his gospel was written, that they are like the overture to an opera. They give you hints of what's to come, the best tunes that might be coming up. If we are alert as we enter the story world of the gospel, we can pick up on these cues. And as we do so, Luke invites us to wonder, who will this baby Jesus be? What will he become? This sense of possibility and potential seems to me to be at the heart of the Christmas story. We don't hear any more about the shepherds in the Gospel of Luke after this, but we can imagine many ways their encounter with the baby Jesus could have affected them. Perhaps they would become kinder, or more restless, a little crazy with wonder, or more politically active. It's hard to think they were unchanged. We too can tap into this sense of possibility and potential in Jesus' birth. For despite our personal limitations and the constraints of our circumstances, we don't know all that we can become. Like the wee girl Jamie in the children's story, we are always in the process of finding out what we could create from the rough material of our lives. So I have a prayer for us this Christmas as we ponder these ancient stories, seeking to understand their meaning for us today. May newness of life surprise us, the ordinariness of our days ground us, energy and intuition sustain us, as the sacred struggles to birth in us all. Amen.